it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, let's get things started with just a little quiz. Where do you think is the most popular place in the entire United States according to TikTok views? Okay, where is that city? No, it's not Los Angeles. It's not New York City. It's not Chicago. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. It's Miami. That's right, that vibrant city known for the beaches, the nightlife, and then this blend of Latin and American cultures. So if you're on TikTok and you search for Miami, that is the place, which reminds me of a joke. Are you ready for it? Okay. San Francisco, Manhattan, Chicago, and Miami are having this lively conversation until St. Louis passes by looking all depressed. And Chicago says, "Hey, why are you so sad?" And St. Louis replies, "I'm always in a state of Missouri." Yeah, I know that was a bad one, but I heard you laugh. After all, I'm Kim Commando, America's beloved digital goddess, and you have tapped into the largest, the most trusted, the biggest show about all things digital. And you're about to get more tech smarts because, well, every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're a new listener, welcome. Glad to have you with us. And if you're already a listener, welcome back. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations throughout the United States. And we're also streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find me as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free, over at commando.com. Just hit that big, bright, beautiful yellow button that says Commando Community. And yes, I did say commercial-free. Now, if you're listening on the radio, we totally love that. Just a reminder, you can also get us as a podcast Monday through Friday. It's called Kim Commando Today. Just search for Commando with a K, of course. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And if you need immediate tech support, you need somebody to actually come on to your computer, your laptop, your phone, whatever it is to fix the Wi-Fi, your printers, just head over to getkimshelp.com. Once again, that's getkimshelp.com. Every single day, I go to at least 35 different websites to make sure that we're both up to date on all things digital. And here are five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. We're going to start with artificial intelligence, AI. Now, let me just tell you here on the onset, I don't agree with a lot of the positions taken by the New York Times. But its decision to prohibit AI-based products from just stealing everything that the New York Times publishes and reusing it from their website is one that I think all media organizations, all publications, you really need to take this to heart. Because at the end of the day, artificial intelligence on its own knows absolutely nothing. ChatGPT and AI knows only what it gets from already published sources. So put it another way, yeah, it only knows what it steals. So this vast knowledge base was collected from untold numbers of copyrighted stories and articles just taken without permission. So the New York Times is absolutely 100% right in prohibiting AI sources from just stealing and reusing its material. Over at commando.com, I have to tell you, we've done the same. And remember, when you're using AI, you're actually using stolen material. So if you have a website, you're wondering how to make sure that OpenAI doesn't just come rip everything off. You have to put one little line in your robots.txt file, and we have more information about that over at commando.com. And moving on to number two, more AI news. Let's say about half of all Americans believe that AI is vital to the country's future. It is. That's both Pew Research and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. They report that a quarter of jobs are at immediate risk to an AI takeover. So what are the jobs first to be at most risk? And here's the deal. We're talking about administrative positions, managerial positions, of course, writing and graphic artists. But what jobs are safe? Long-haul trucking, that's right. Only a few years ago, industry insiders predicted that autonomous trucks would put most truck drivers out of business. But today, we know that that's different. Trucks need human input, and autonomous trucks are just decades away, as are autonomous air taxis and airplanes and buses and trains. So, you know, history always proves that why some jobs are lost, even more are created, and most jobs are actually made more productive. All right, moving on to number three, over tipping. So you're out for dinner and the restaurant uses one of those touch screens or payment apps. You know, there's a good chance that you're being pressured to overtip. Why? Because of all these payment apps and touch screens, and they actually preset the gratuity. Now, I normally leave a 20% tip, but some folks still tip 15%. But I have to tell you this, the other night I noticed that the preset amounts, they weren't 15 or 20%. The touchscreen actually had four options. 18% was the minimum, 23%, 29%, and 33%. Wow. Okay. Restaurants know that most people are going to pick the middle, otherwise they're going to be embarrassed. But just know, because that tip is there doesn't mean that you necessarily need to leave that tip. You can always ask the server to say, hey, you know what? I just want to have my own tip. I don't want to use one of these preset options. Coming in at number four, cord cutting. That's right. After 15 years, everyone has cut the cord like never before. But here's the deal. Local channels and basic cable's viewership is the lowest in history. In its heyday, I actually had to look this up, regular TV attracted huge audiences. Remember Johnny Carson? He had that Tonight Show. Well, it was generating every single night. Could you imagine? 20 million viewers. Wow. Okay. These days, the Tonight Show can't even get 4 million. I mean, in reality, nobody has really completely cut the cord. What we've done is we've canceled cable TV and satellite, and we still have the internet with all this streaming content. It's just more important than ever. Which leads us directly into number five. I'm talking about price increases. I think we're all wondering the same thing about now. Am I really saving any money since I ditched cable for streaming? And what about those commercials? Yeah, they have come to streaming too. Just this past week, Disney Plus and Hulu announced price increases that are going to happen in October. But let's look at these price increases, okay? Netflix used to be $14 a month. Now it's $15.50 a month. Hulu used to be $13 a month. Now it's $18 a month. Amazon Prime Video, $13 a month, $15 a month. A Disney Plus, this is a huge one, $8 to $14 a month. Apple TV, $5, it's now $7. HBO Max used to be $15, now it's $16. So here's the deal. I want you to be sure that you check all your streaming bills and, you know, cancel any of those that you're not using. And always remember, you do get a free trial. So if you say like, oh, I want to see if this show is worth anything, if I want to get into this series, do the free trial. But here's the deal. Just make sure that you put a reminder on the calendar in order to cancel this, say, after 30 days or 7 days or whatever that free trial is. Because let me tell you, they're just going to keep banging that credit card month after month. And this banging of the credit card, by the way, on the streaming services, it accounts for a 200% increase in revenues. People that just pay month after month and they forget that they even have it. But during the whole COVID-19 lockdown, I have to tell you this, my son was actually going to USC via Zoom. And that was the most expensive streaming service ever. I mean, really.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'd like to take a moment to talk just about a few things before we open up all the phone lines. Number one, thank you for all your kind words about our new newsletters. As many of you know, we've been sending newsletters out forever, and then I just totally blew them up because they weren't very good, but now they are great. So if you used to get the newsletters and you stopped because they were too junky, I totally get that. Now everything that you need to read is just self-contained right in the newsletter, just a couple of ads too within the newsletter. And then there's always a joke or a meme, something to make you laugh at the end. And you get the tech news in the morning and the tech hacks in the afternoon. These are little tips and tricks that you're going to use time and time again. And we're sending out over 500,000 every single day. And so if you haven't signed up yet, be sure that you do it right now while you're thinking about it. Just stop what you're doing and head to GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And speaking of the newsletters, we are hiring. So if you are looking for a dynamic career, if you know somebody who is, that we have this fabulous position. The first one is an editor of the newsletters. But, you know, we're looking for somebody who's funny, who's snarky, somebody who gets it, okay, and doesn't believe everything that you read in the tech blogs. And then we're also hiring what's called a growth marketer, somebody to help us grow the newsletters to even more. I mean, my goal is to get a million and a half, even 2 million subscribers to these newsletters. So if you're sitting back saying, oh, Kim Komando, I can do that job, before you even think about applying for these jobs. We have them listed at commando.com/careers. I want you to sit back and think to yourself, do I have what it takes? If you are somebody who shows up at 8 and you leave at noon for lunch every day and then you're outdoor and you're out spinning that chair at 5 p.m., this is not the gig for you. So if you think you're interested, you think you have what it takes, subscribe to the newsletters and then you can learn more about these positions at commando.com/subscribe. Okay, with that said, Bill in Melbourne Beach, Florida.
Thanks so much. First of all, you and your team are absolutely fantastic. This process is, you all are amazing. You do a great job. I appreciate it so much.
I'm really blessed. I have a fabulous team, and I know that you spoke to Marianne, and Marianne is amazing. She just is.
Yes, for sure. Amazing. Absolutely, 100%.
So what's going on?
Well, it's the reason I reached out is my mom is 81. She has an iPhone 8. Recently discovered she had 2,500 texts.
Oh, you know,
the free TV from Walmart, you know, the free American Express gift card, all of these things. It's like, Mom, we've got to delete these. It's junk. When was the last time you shopped at Walmart? Well, never. So why do they want to give you a TV, Mom? Well, I don't know. Well, they don't. It's a scam. And so she asked about it. Luckily, she didn't click the link or give them any information. But so rather than trying to block 2,500 users, which would be an arduous task at best,
right?
Is there a way in Apple iPhone or Android, for that matter, that I can create an allow list or a white list that says only accept text from people who are in my contacts?
What kind of phone does, you said she has an iPhone? Is that what you said?
She does. She has an iPhone 8.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. About the iPhone 8, just to let you know, it's going away.
Right.
In September, when we get the iPhone, 15, right? That's when they're going to stop supporting that. So it might be time for you to think about, you know, getting her a new iPhone or, you know, an iPad, and maybe she doesn't even need a phone anymore. But here's the deal. What I would do is I would set up Apple's parental controls. They have something called Screen Time. Okay. So if you go into settings and if you go into Screen Time, okay, it's not just Screen Time. We don't care. Mom can play solitaire at 2 o'clock in the morning if she wants, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But what it does, it allows you to restrict who can contact your mom through text messages, phone calls, and FaceTime. Okay. So what you can do when you get into there is that there's a section called allowed communication.
Okay.
And that's where you can say contacts only. And so she's only going to get messages that are listed in the contacts.
Kim, if I may, since you did such a great job with this one and absolutely hit it out of the park, her email's 5,000. Is there a similar functionality for email? And this is on her PC.
Is it Gmail? AOL? What is she?
AOL. Still.
No. Not really. No. You know what? That's the problem. Okay. When my mom passed away 2 years ago, she was about,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I had a meltdown the other day. I'm like, and I could just hear my mother saying like, stop it. You know, like, you know, what are you doing? then I'm like, you're right. She's yelling at me right now. Knock it off. You know, cause she would say to me, you know, how long do you want me to live? And I would say forever. She's like, I'm not going to live forever. So anyway, is that with AOL, it's so nasty bad. It is. Because everything just goes right through there.
Suggest deplatforming from AOL, get a Gmail account?
Yeah, or I don't know if I would get a Gmail. With this parental controls, you can also look at if she uses Apple Mail and if she has an iCloud account. What I would do is I'd probably dig deeper into the screen time and filtering and having access to all of her emails. Because what you could do is if under these parental controls is that you can go and sign into the iCloud account and you can see all of her emails. and and then you could probably then you can start, and it, you know, and they do a great job of filtering. I will tell you that because it is Apple, and that's what they, you know, they just like Gmail, they do a good job with filtering too. But I would definitely get her off of AOL. I mean, she just needs to, and I know she's had AOL forever, and she loves it, and it's easy
all
to use.
And they,
yeah, exactly. Forgot about those for a sec.
You know, but it's tiresome as the CDs became, the adoption rate of the internet was extremely accelerated by AOL. How many of us knew what the IRQ of our modem was back in 93?
Nobody. Well, and I will tell you, I made a lot of money off of AOL. I do, because I started the computer section on America Online. And I ran that whole thing. And
oh, wow.
You know, those discs, those discs were in there for a reason. I mean, those discs were being passed out by everybody for a reason, because every time that you signed up, if I gave you a disc bill and you signed up, I made like $3 to $5.
Wow. Okay.
So that's why companies were putting them in cereal boxes back then. I mean,
sure.
the adoption rate was so fast because everybody was making money, and so it was really, that was the start of a lot of things. I was doing radio at that time too, just local radio, and doing a computer show then, and here we are today. Hey Bill, thanks for your call, thanks for getting through today, and glad that I could help you out. Yeah, I briefly mentioned it. The iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10 coming in September. Hasta la vista, baby. You're going to need to buy a new phone because they're not going to get any more updates. All right. I'm sure you've heard this from the IT department of your choice. You know, you say, oh, it doesn't work. And then the IT gal guy says, have you tried turning it on and off again? And you're like, oh, my gosh. You know, why do you keep saying that? It's called power cycling, and it really does fix a large number of tech issues. So if your computer is running really slowly, maybe a bunch of these sneaky processes are just running in the background, hogging up your system resources. But guess what? You know, hit restart. You just showed them the door. Can't connect to Wi-Fi. I know. Try a restart. It's like redialing when you get a crappy phone line. And let's not forget about software glitches. Those little bugs, yeah, a lot of those can be just nuked with a simple restart. So, you know, you may think that you're getting slighted, but not. You know, it's a go-to solution for a reason. It works far more often than you would think that it does.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Hey, let me tell you, you're capturing a lot more than a selfie when you take a picture with your phone. You know, you're also getting private location data. Here's what happens. Your phone keeps track of your location for a lot of good reasons. You know, many apps need your location to provide personal information based on where you're located. Think Uber, Google Maps, Lyft. But there's one thing you probably haven't thought of, that location tracking actually extends to your photos. So when you take a picture, your phone stores what's called metadata. And that could include the date that it was taken, the camera settings, and the location where it was taken at. So when you share your image, anyone can have access to that data. Yeah, talking about an internet stranger. So to stop location sharing on your iPhone, just open the image that you want to share, then go to Options, and then toggle off Location. Now, if you're on Android, you're going to open your gallery, select the photos, go to details, and then click remove location data. Once again, on your iPhone, it's under options, and then on Android, it's under details. All right, coming up in just a few moments, new survey out about email phrases that I don't want you guys and gals to use because it's making everybody around you cringe. And then later on, these unsolicited credit card offers, how you can opt out the easy and fun way. And let's see, Mary in Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm calling about memory books. I think through a while back you had some information on creating a memory book. I have an old school friend in California who wants to surprise her siblings in October with a memory book for each of them. Both of their birthdays are in October. They're not twins, but they were born on the same date of the month.
Oh, okay.
So she wants to do a memory book for each of them, and I just need ideas for her. And I thought you had something on your program at one time, or maybe I saw
sure.
it on one of your emails, but I'm not able to find anything on your website.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's talk about memory books. It's they're a lot of fun to put together. And what's really cool is that it's easier than ever to create one. And you can make them look like these big, beautiful coffee table books. You want to use different services. You can use Shutterfly is one, Mixbook, Snapfish, even Google does photo books. And basically, you're just going to upload all your photos. And from there, you're just going to use one of these templates where you just paste the photos in and good stuff like that. But what's really kind of fun is that you can take these books to a different level. So especially like you talked about, to create a memory book. Well, memories are not just photos, right? I mean, they're right. letters, they're recipes, they're tickets to concerts. And all these other great things that we can put in there so that this way we can also tell a story. And that's what's really fun. My aunt, Ida, she used to make dandelion wine. Okay, don't ask me why. Okay, but when I was putting together a book, I actually found her recipe for dandelion wine. I tried to make it, and it tasted horrible, but here nor there. But you want to ask, she can ask also family members and friends to write notes for the memory book and make them handwritten notes, because this way you can actually, it just kind of feels more personal that way. And then, of course, with a memory book, you also have digital copies. And so it's not just a hard printed book. It's a digital copy. And so this way they can share that on YouTube. They can share it on email, websites, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. But again, the services that you might want to take a look at are Shutterfly. There's a whole bunch of them, really. There's Shutterfly. There's Mixbook. There's Snapfish. There's MPix, as well as Google.com Photos. They also offer memory books. And the price, it ranges anywhere from, say, $25. And you can spend up to $300 on one of these, depending upon, how much high quality cover is going to be. Maybe it's a leather cover. Maybe it's archival paper. And it goes on and on. But go ahead and take a look at those sites. And I'll make sure that we post this over on the website. So in case you missed any of that, Mary, or any of our listeners or viewers, that you can readily find it over at Commando.com. Those are always such fun, fun projects. All right, Gino in Cincinnati.
Reason that I'm calling is I love your show, too. I just got one complaint. I wish you were on more times.
Oh,
but I've been married for 30-something years, and I have 17 grandkids and 5 daughters. Me and my wife were raised 3 of our sons. And for my wife's birthday, I wanted to buy her PCs, but it takes a while to save up money. I'm disabled and she works part-time. So I bought her a computer, and a Dell 24-inch touch AIO PC. I was kind of hooked at the time. I was working on the home shopping network, and it's a quad-core 6 gigabyte. Mm-hmm. The only problem is I bought it in 2017, and right after I bought the computer, I was working back then, was doing some remodeling, and I bought it for a birthday, but I I had it upstairs and put it up. It's still in the box, never opened it. And because we were doing some little bit of remodeling, you know, back then. And then we had some things that went on in the family, and we totally forgot about the computer up there. And it's still in the box, not opened right now. And my question was, did I screw up real bad? Not at all.
First of all, you're going to take that computer out of the box. The first thing you're going to do is all the Windows updates. First thing first, okay?
Okay.
You know, this machine has 6 gigs of RAM. Most computers have now 8 gigs. So if you're finding that it's running slowly, you might want to think about upgrading the memory. But if all you're going to use it for is, you know, email, getting on the internet, you know, it's probably okay. All right. Then, you know, it's probably good. Just make sure that you take it out of the box. And again, I can't stress to you the importance of making sure that when you take it out of the box, the very first thing that you do is you get all those Windows updates. Make sure you have some good security software. We recommend Total AV here on the show. And just be careful where you go, because that computer hasn't been updated for now 6 years. So there's been a lot of changes and a lot of zero-day vulnerabilities that I don't want you to get hit with. But just take it out of the box, and I bet you it's still usable at 6 gigs if all you're going to do again is just, you know, getting online and doing your email and nothing more than that. Gino, thank you for your call today. So, Gino, you might want to look in your other closets, because you never know what else you might find. A computer that you haven't used since 2017. Oh, my gosh. All right. Every time you see her at the office, you know, that woman in accounting, she's just lovely. She asks about your family. She says your hair looks great. And wow, you know, have you been getting a lot of sleep, because you look fabulous. And she always has that smile on her face. But on email and on texting and IMing, she's just a total jerk. Okay. This happens a lot. A company called Preply surveyed 1,000 folks, and 65% say their otherwise friendly coworkers are just passive-aggressive over email. So what are the phrases that really get under someone's skin? We're going to start at number 10 and go real quickly to number 1. And I want you to pay close attention, because I don't want you guys and gals to be using any of these phrases in your email. Coming in at number 10, please advise. Okay, that means you haven't paid attention. Okay. Just to clarify, that means I don't really agree with you, so can you further explain? Thanks in advance. Oh, I sometimes use that one. Coming at number 7, I might be mistaken, but, okay, I don't agree with you. 6, I thought I'd bring this to your attention, meaning you're a slacker, you haven't been paying attention. 5, going forward. That means I don't like anything that you did before, but going forward. 4, just a gentle reminder is not so gentle. As previously mentioned, comes in at number 3. 2, correct me if I'm wrong. That means I'm not wrong, and I'm going to prove it to you. Or how about number 1? Are you ready for it? Number 1, per my last email. That means obviously you were not paying attention. Okay, my email rule is this. If what you need to tell me about a problem or a project or anything else takes longer than 60 seconds for you to type out, just go ahead and call me or we can video, because that's the way it is. I'm not ever going to read a long email. Total waste of time.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit cisecurity.org to play your part.
Hey, just a quick reminder that we have two podcasts. One is called Kim Komando Today. That's Monday through Friday. And then we also have the Daily Tech Update. Oh, I love the Daily Tech Update because every single day, that's why it's called daily, is that you get a tech news story and you also get a digital life hack that you're just going to love. It's kind of a quick tip or trick. And how do you get these? Wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Komando with a K, of course. And by the way, be sure to follow all of our podcasts because then you get more tech smarts. And if you are already a podcast follower, thank you and listener. Make sure that you give us a nice 5-star review and say some kind words about our podcast because that's how more people get our podcasts, is that they may be searching for stuff like that. All right, back to the phones. We go with Nick in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Pleasure to speak with you. I've been listening to you since the 90s. And
awesome. Thank you.
You know, that's when hardware was, that's all you talked about, BIOS settings and 8 megabytes of RAM was $200.
Oh, my God. The memories of IRQ conflicts. Oh.
And I've been building my computer ever since then. However, I've got a problem that I knew I needed the Digital Goddess for. And it was this Monday, and I just hit my limit. And it concerns VPNs. And I've had, well, it's a sponsor to your show. It's about 3 years now. And it works fine as far as I know. But the way websites are dealing with me with my VPN is what's causing the problem. So it started about 3 years ago when a grocery store I tried to log into just wouldn't let me until I disconnected. And so fast forward a couple of years, and here we are in the last 12 months. More and more websites I'm having to either do a CAPTCHA or two-factor authentication or slide a thing so that they know I'm really there. Because my servers for my VPN are 300, 500 miles from where I am. So if I'm trying to buy something local, then, you know, they don't like that. So what, now if that's all it was, I'd deal with it. But what happened a couple days ago, and the reason why I called you, is I logged into a site that I have an account with. And I get this red notice that says, "We're sorry, we're having technical difficulties." And I'm like, "Do what?" And so I disconnected, refreshed my browser, and I signed in. So they're not having technical difficulties. They're causing me technical difficulties. So, how common is this? It seems like I'm being punished for using the VPN.
Well, you know, a lot of websites are restricting content because of maybe they're not able to track you. They can't, like you said, verify your location. And some websites may do it for security measures. It's hard to say. But
right.
Which VPN are you using?
ExpressVPN.
Okay. All right. ExpressVPN. That's the one that we recommend here on the show. Good for you. ExpressVPN does what's called split tunneling. I don't know if you ever heard that term, split tunneling?
Yes. And if I understand it right, I exempt a website from using it. Is that right or not?
Well, what ExpressVPN has split tunneling. And what you're going to do, it allows you to route only certain apps or certain websites through the VPN. And then you can also set your browser to bypass the VPN when accessing different sites that will block the traffic. So you're still protected on other places, but if you find a VPN being restrictive, then that's one way to use split tunneling, that it does work. So you don't keep getting this annoying thing, like you said, like I'm having technical difficulties. And you're so right, Nick, you're funny, that they're not having technical difficulty. They're causing you to have technical difficulty. I mean, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. You can also take a look at using a dedicated IP address. But I think really the solution would be split tunneling. And if you need some help setting that up on ExpressVPN, although you're a tech wizard, I can tell, just feel free to reach out to me and I'll put you right in touch, direct touch with the good folks over at ExpressVPN. And that's because that's one of the requirements, by the way. I don't share this with listeners, with you guys and gals from time to time, is that when somebody becomes a sponsor here on the Kim Komando show, let me tell you a few things. Number one is that I don't make any money if you buy it. I don't make any recurring revenues. All they do is they buy an ad. There's no kickback, anything like that. Okay. And I put a product through thorough testing. And the other thing that you should know is I require every single advertiser here on the show, in the newsletters, to make sure that they give me a customer service rep, somebody assigned to me, so that when you guys and gals need help with any product, is that it goes directly to that company's customer service department manager, so you're not sitting there filling out some form online. So if you have any trouble setting that up, Nick, just, you know, reach back. And happy to put you in touch with the good folks over at ExpressVPN, which, by the way, they are a sponsor. Shameless plug is that if you are looking for a VPN, use promo code Kim because you're going to get 3 months free at ExpressVPN.com. You know, ExpressVPN is a sponsor of the Kim Komando Show, like I said. And you never, ever want to get a free VPN. And I know you're like, oh, but Kim, why do I have to pay for a VPN? Okay. If it's free, what's going on? Okay, they're making money off of you. They're selling your data. Somebody has to pay the bills. So anytime anything is free, right, you are the product. Now, with a VPN, they're going to be selling all your browsing history, anywhere you go on the web, obviously, anything that you do. So free VPNs are bad. And by the way, they will slow you down, too, because they can't afford the faster lines. So with ExpressVPN, everything's encrypted. You don't have to worry about them selling your data. They're not going to do it. And it is super fast. And it's really easy to use. I mean, I'm not kidding you. You just hit one button to connect. Bingo. And you do get 3 months free if you use promo code Kim. Have you ever gone to your mailbox just overflowing with these credit card deals and insurance deals and wondered, like, how did all these companies get all of my details in the first place? Ah, the secret. It lies with the big four credit reporting bureaus. I'm talking about Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, and Innovis. They provide lists of consumers based on what specific criteria to these credit card and insurance companies for what they call pre-screened offers. It's completely legal. But there is a solution. Yes, opt-out pre-screen. Now, interestingly, it's a tool developed by these very credit bureaus. And here is how it works. You just visit optoutprescreen.com, and then you choose to opt out for either 5 years or forever. Just fill out the form. And if you want to opt out permanently, you have to do snail mail, but it's worth it. You just sign and mail a confirmation form. The address for you to check out, optoutprescreen.com. Once again, that's optoutprescreen.com. All right. If you learned just one thing or if you chuckled at a corny joke, make sure that you tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show. And you can find me 24/7 at komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.